The Australian beverage industry has been accused of spooking the previous WA government into dropping support for a cash for containers recycling scheme. A Labor MP and now Shadow Minister says the industry put heavy pressure on state Labor in the lead up to the last two elections. John Hyde says lobbyists for the beverage industry and other business interests raised the suggestion of campaigning against Labor unless the party abandoned a cash for containers scheme. The beverage industry says the suggestion is outrageous. On this Sunday morning's background briefing, reporter Di Martin investigates how a public policy has been influenced by corporate lobbying.
The cash for containers scheme involves paying a deposit on each drink container, which gets refunded when you take the container back. South Australia's been running the scheme for more than 25 years and has very high rates of recycling. Neighbouring Western Australia doesn't do so well. This is Piers Verstegen from the state's Conservation Council.
Well, in Western Australia, we recycle around 20% of our cans and bottles, which is really a very bad record. Just over the border in South Australia, where the recycling refund scheme has been operating for some time, they achieve around 80% recycling. So you can see a stark difference just through the introduction of a scheme like this.
But major companies in the beverage industry are violently opposed to the system and have fought its introduction around the country. Government might pass the law, but the beverage industry has to pay for the scheme, refunding 10 cents for every drink. In Western Australia, the previous Carpenter Labor government went to the brink of introducing a cash for containers scheme. Labor member for Perth, John Hyde, chaired a major investigation into whether cash for containers was a good idea for the state. John Hyde says both his report and a major economic analysis found the scheme's advantages far outweighed any costs.
That's correct, and that's why our Cabinet and our Labor caucus endorsed WA introducing a CDS, and then when we introduced our last waste management bill, we included in that the ability for the Minister to introduce by regulation the container deposit scheme.
It looked like a political slam dunk, except the months kept rolling past and nothing seemed to happen. John Hyde describes the reaction of the beverage industry to his government's push towards a container deposit scheme.
Well, the moment we announced the investigation that I chaired, we got quite heavy lobbying from the beverage industry.
What do you mean by heavy lobbying?
Well, they employ professional lobbyists. Like many well-resourced multinational companies, they have internal lobbyists who, of course, escape the requirements of having to be on a lobbyist's register. A couple of those very professional lobbyists came and saw us and saw other MPs, and my understanding is that a lot of pressure was put on the Labor Party at the time. We were the government.
John Hyde says Labor wasn't the only party to feel the heat.
It was certainly my understanding from talking to MPs in both the Liberal Party and the Labor Party that pressure was being put on in terms of the beverage industry, and other opponents of container deposit weren't happy that WA was looking like it was going to introduce it, and that they would be using publicity and whatever means were available to them to stop its introduction.
That's John Hyde, the Labor member for Perth. At the time, Piers Verstegen was a political advisor to the state's environment minister. He tried to find out why the scheme had stalled.
And it was put to me by a number of people within the party that the primary reason why the government wasn't moving forward with this commitment was because of the activities of the beverage industry and the concern that that would undermine support for particular government MPs, in particular electorates, during an election environment.
Piers Verstegen says he wasn't told which MPs were targeted. Background Briefing asked Labor MP John Hyde about these comments and the actions of the beverage industry in opposing a cash for containers scheme.
I think, as we'd both known with the work of lobbyists, that they're most effective when they do target marginal seats. I was certainly aware that before our 2005 campaign and our 2008 campaign, that associates of the beverage industry and associates of those opposed to container deposit were intimating that they would be looking very strongly at campaigning against the re-election of a government that was supporting container deposit, which was the Labor government, or an opposition, which was the Liberal opposition, if they were going to be supporting container deposit.
That's John Hyde, now the Western Australian Shadow Minister for the Arts. Corporate Affairs Director with Coca-Cola Amatil is Alec Wagstaff. He's also the head of industry group, the Packaging Stewardship Forum. This is Alec Wagstaff's response to the allegations.
I have no knowledge of that whatsoever.
Does the beverage industry suggest to political parties that it will, through the use of advertising or other strategies, oppose their electoral chances?
The beverage industry, like any other citizen in civil society, has the right to put its views to the public. We don't make threats. It's not something that the industry does to politicians. Politicians have the right to make policy decisions. There is right to have robust and public debate about the merits of those schemes, and we think that debate's very healthy.
So you're saying that this is not correct, what John Hyde has said?
As I said, I had absolutely no knowledge of that whatsoever.
When pressed on the allegations, this is what Alec Wagstaff had to say.
I find that suggestion outrageous. It's sort of a conspiracy theory gone to a new element. We debate public policy in the forums that public policy should be debated. From time to time, that involves advertising, absolutely, about putting about positions. But in terms of targeted campaigns against particular seats, absolutely, that has never happened.
The allegations made against the beverage industry are not about illegal behaviour. There's no crime in electoral campaigning. The issue is whether those with access to big cash reserves can unduly influence the political process because of that money, drowning out other legitimate voices.
Di Martin reporting, and you can hear Di's full report on the pressure on governments over these kind of recycling schemes on Background Briefing this Sunday morning after the news at 9.